The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's Tuesday, 11:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And, of course, welcome to the show. We have 10% off Grown by Nature products this week. They ship for free, and that's one of the reasons why Jason Durkovics is going to be joining us on the show later on. Silver Botanicals deodorant, Silver Shield deodorant, now back in stock. As a matter of fact, we have a spray and a roll-on. We also offer a cost-effective refill that works in both of them. And, of course, we have new T-shirts and mugs being added to the website very soon. And if you spend $300, you still get $20 off your order. If you order anything from Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout. Such a deal.
Such a deal.
Prayer request. Yes, this is something interesting I normally don't see, but Hal Turner. I'm sure you know the radio show. If you're listening, he has gone through testing at the hospital and has returned home. This is a prayer request for Hal. In the past, he's had major bypass surgeries. Now he's having chest pains again. Tonight, he'll be in the hospital to get ready for exploration and possibly stents put in. Hal is a devoted broadcaster. He keeps listeners informed about the truth, so we appreciate it if you would lift Hal, or Harold, that's his real name, Hal Turner, up to the Almighty in your prayers for healing. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. He needs it. I mean, it's pretty serious stuff. I know he didn't take the jab. He knows better. And so, you know, whatever it is that's bugging him, Father, you know, you need to be there with him. If you have a prayer request, you can go to thepowerhour.com, click the community tab, and there it is. You can submit one. Of course, we have social media. We got newsletters, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. You can visit our respective websites and sign up. And, of course, if you appreciate what we do here, please consider making a donation or ordering through the store at thepowermall.com. You can place orders by phone, 877-817-9829. Interesting way to do that. You can also support us by shopping with our partners, which can be found at thepowerhour.com, and you just click the Partners tab. And, of course, Power Hour, proud partner of U.S. Coin Capital. Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Fred Jaszewski. He is a numismatic member, the American Numismatic Association. The guy is a genius. He does gold investments, hard stuff. But yeah, the hard stuff I'm talking about is actual currency. Gold and silver, like this one right here. This is a Franklin half right here, 1959 Franklin half. This is 0.90% silver. This is what you call what the U.S. government doesn't have backing its dollar right now. Anyway, you can call Fred at 800-878-2646. And or go to uscoincapital.com, uscoincapital.com. And, of course, if you own your own business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, please give us a call, 877-817-9829. Email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Hey, we always have room for one more, right? Speaking of which, Chris Burgard, he is a movie director. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour talking about the War on Truth. This is an unbiased J6 documentary. And why are we talking about this now? Well, because of the Supreme Court decision, which I just downloaded a copy of in PDF format. If you want a copy of that, email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll send it to you. Hey, it's 119 pages long. We'll talk about that in the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, Jason Durkovics with Grown by Nature going to be joining us later in the show. Now moving on to world news, Hurricane Beryl is now Category 5. It has been hitting the outer islands. U.S. Embassy has issued a warning for American citizens visiting those nations. Beryl has winds of 150 miles an hour, 7 miles shy of a Cat 5, but I think it's increased. Life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic winds for the Grenadine Islands, Carriacou Island, which was hit already. And, of course, the warnings up for the entire Lesser Antilles. The last strong hurricane to hit Southeast Caribbean was Ivan 20 years ago, which killed dozens in Grenada. The storm well past Carriacou Island in Grenada, about 15 miles west, 30 miles north of the main island of Grenada itself, moving west-northwest at 20 miles an hour. This could end up going over Jamaica. It could end up going into the Caribbean, even getting stronger. It could hit Mexico. It could hit Texas. We don't know yet. But we thought we should let you know what we know. Then you know what we know. How's that work, right? And of course, the lapin is mightier than the Macron sword. Yeah, we had to use that old Ben Franklin saying, the pen's mightier than the sword. Well, Marine Le Pen's conservative, or in the world's liberal media, far right, National Rally Party won the first round of France's parliamentary election, according to exit polls. Yeah. National Rally, RN, was seen winning about 34% of the vote, of course. All the polls are saying that. That was way ahead of the far left and centrist rivals, including Macron's Together Alliance, whose bloc was seen winning a paltry 20.5%. Far cry from his crushing victory several years ago. You see, when people look at socialism played out, on paper, it looks wonderful. But in practice, it's a bomb. They want to bring that here. They want us, all of us, we the people, to expend our energy going into the polls and voting for socialism like that is the answer to everything, where the government gives you and then decides which ones it should take away. That's what CBDCs are for. Well, you see, the French already figured this out. They don't want socialism, which is why you see the polls the way they are. The EU, by the way, Greece, that's an EU nation, has tried to figure out a way to tackle shrinking productivity amid an exodus of skilled workers. Gee, I wonder why they're leaving. Well, maybe because the economy sucks. Maybe. I don't know any other way to put it. So what did they do? Greece adopted a six-day working week. Oh, my. Workers engaged in food service and tourism sectors are exempt. But everybody else, it's off to work I go. Oh, yeah. Yep. They're trying to help the government combat steadily declining productivity related to a what? Shrinking population and a shortage of skilled workers. Now, what do you think is going to happen here in the United States when we end up that way? I mean, look at the skilled, look at Gen Z in the marketplace now. They're all complaining about having to go to work. Why should I work when somebody can just give me money? I mean, seriously, this is what it's doing. Now, moving on to You Snooze here at 8 minutes after the hour, this is where it really gets ludicrous, because this is a pure example of the pot calling the kettle black. After the Trump ruling that we're going to be talking about at the bottom of the hour, Joe Biden gets on camera and spends 5 minutes reading off a teleprompter when he was actually lucid, saying that the Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity sets a dangerous precedent that could turn presidents into kings, and called on the American people to dissent by rejecting Donald Trump in November's election. Yes, he said, I dissent. The voters should dissent. I dissent. Yeah. Huh. Wonder what that means. Does that mean that as long as you're president, that you can order the assassination of anybody you want? Well, obviously, with the Supreme Court's decision, we'll get into that. Here you have a guy with a mental acuity of office furniture. They keep pump up on drugs at White House staffers say is lucid between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And this is what they do, right? Now, of course, LGBTQ, let's get Biden to quit. See, that's how I remember that acronym. A USA Today poll says 41% of Democrats want Joe Biden to quit the 2024 presidential race. 41%. They want him to drop out. Well, 51% want him to remain on the ticket. Part of that 51% is his wifey, Jill. She likes the power. She likes it more than Joe does. I don't think Joe knows what he's got, except depends. Poopy pants. I mean, this is one of the first post-debate polls the Democrat operatives and donors are studying to determine the total damage following this debate. 5-to-1 ratio. The poll found former President Trump won the exchange. Only 28% of Biden supporters said he won. And why is that? Because they're socialists. They don't know any better. So now what do they want to do? They want to re-strategize all this. Now, I'm talking about the news now. This is still news. Many media allies and Democrats said they should drop out. He's going to press forward, remain a candidate for president, according to what Axios is reporting. The decision appears heavily influenced by who? Jill Biden and family members like Hunter. People who regularly talk to Axios. The new public relations strategy includes more public interviews and press conferences. The plan is a change from Biden's lack of media availability, a tactic criticized by the media, especially the New York Times. So I guess hiding out in your basement isn't going to work this time. Because people want to see you continue to decline in cognitive ability and stutter and mumble and trip over your words and forget your train of thought. Your train is derailing, Joe. AOC, meanwhile, would somebody, she's a barista, so she obviously knows what it's like when somebody gets hot coffee spilled in their crotch. Maybe somebody should spill some in hers. She plans to file articles of impeachment against unnamed Supreme Court justices following the court's ruling on presidential immunity. What a fool. The only justice ever to be impeached in American history was Associate Justice Samuel Chase in 1805, and the Senate acquitted him. Ocasio-Cortez posts on X, the Supreme Court has become consumed by corruption crisis beyond its control. Why? I mean, if this woman knew exactly what the law said, because apparently she doesn't, she's claiming this ruling represents an assault on American democracy. If she knew that we are not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, she might even not be espousing this garbage. And so when Congress reconvenes, Sheehan plans on filing impeachment articles without naming her target. See, because the ruling held 6-3 that presidents are covered by limited immunity from criminal prosecutions for actions taken while in office. And that includes, because on J6, President Trump was still in office, right? And fingers are pointing at Pelosi and Schumer and everybody else that's involved in this. I mean, the ruling was really good news for Trump because this trial that's accusing him of all sorts of things, including obstruction, which has now been also alleviated, they can't move forward until after the election. And so, you know, with this ruling, that trial's not going to happen this year. And that's why Biden is upset, because he can't beat Trump in the polls. He's got to beat him in the courts. And see, as long as they keep up the divisive rhetoric and the left keep hearing the divisive rhetoric, the people will not settle. You know, when I hear that, who is that? Settle, people settle. You know, Richard Simmons. Yeah. I mean, here's Pelosi accusing the court of going rogue, really. You know, I think the court has also ruled in favor of other things benefiting the left. Yeah, the justices sided with the Democratic profiles on the Supreme Court. A federal judge in Oklahoma, meanwhile, has blocked a law there that bars illegal immigrants from the state. Well, what's a mother to do? I guess arm yourself. House Bill 4156 was signed into law by Governor Kevin Stitt, but apparently this federal judge basically said it violated the U.S. Constitution by adopting a state-based immigration system that clashes with the federal system. This is what gets me. Because of what Biden is doing, and because of Jill and what she's doing to Joe, you know, Dick and Jane is going to be replaced by you know, Joe and Jill. Joe and Jill ran up the hill. Yeah. There's the elephant in the room for you. So Jill is running this thing. I said yesterday, elder abuse. You know, how do we know? I mean, any AG in there, like Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond, told the court granting the government's bid to block the statute would render the states helpless and passive vassals to a federal government that refuses to enforce its own laws in express and misguided deference to the whims of foreign governments. This is U.S. District Judge Bernard Jones siding with the Biden administration, entering an injunction as the case proceeds through the lower courts. That means federal law preempts new state law, according to the ruling. Ooh. Ouch. Yeah, we have a real problem here. Because, see, every attorney general, this is the thing. We have a nexus here. There is a nexus. A nexus is a legal connection, okay, so you know. We have a nexus here between the federal government that's coming into a state and saying your laws don't apply because our laws supersede you. That means the federal octopus reach is in the state of Oklahoma, as in Texas and everywhere else, that dares to argue with the federal government. So that would mean that anything that goes on in the federal government all of a sudden applies to what's going on in the state. So I wonder why the Oklahoma Attorney General hasn't filed elder abuse charges against Jill Biden. We have a nexus. Hey, you know, everything that Jill is doing to Joe affects what Joe is doing to Oklahoma. And Joe's DOJ is doing to Oklahoma. So if Jill is going to keep doing this to this old man, that's elder abuse. Why don't all 50 states attorneys general, at least the ones that are red states that are listening, why don't you file elder abuse charges, criminal, and yank her into every single court under criminal for elder abuse? Because she's sitting there screaming and yelling in the microphone, calling Trump a liar. I mean, who's doing the campaigning here? Joe's just standing around taking a poop in his drawers while she screams bloody murder. Oh, well. See, this is what we're up against now. This is why I'm having a hard time with the court systems. Former New Jersey Mayor Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred because of the criminal indictments. Thought you might want to know. He is disbarred from practice of law, effective immediately, according to the New York Supreme Court. The Trump team has filed a letter saying they want to challenge the hush money verdict based on the Supreme Court immunity ruling. Ooh, that might work. Just hours after the Supreme Court came out with it, Trump's lawyer filed a letter with Judge Juan Merchan seeking permission to file a motion to challenge the verdict. If the judge allows Trump to file the motion, it could delay Trump's sentencing set for next week to allow the parties to brief the issue. Gee, maybe we might even be able to get to another another debate. Oh, where Joe Biden beats Joe Biden? Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Dan in New Jersey, good morning, sir. Afternoon where you are. How are you?
Yes, it is. You frequently talk about using the pre-1965 90% silver coins for barter, but as the price of silver keeps going higher and higher, will not the 65 through 68 40% U.S. junk silver coins be worth considering for barter?
Well, I'll tell you, no matter what, and see, here's the thing. Those who bought when it was $27 an ounce for this, for these coins, for those who actually went out and bought them at that rate now are going to pay more. But here's the thing. Our current fiat currency system is not backed by anything. I think Fred Dyshevsky has said that on the show. With U.S. Coin Capital. And the thing is that having it versus not having it is where the, you know, the situation lies. Now, Dan, as you well know, the only way that the dollar bill has, it's a Federal Reserve note, notes promised to pay. And the only reason that it has any implied extrinsic value at all is because of the fact the will of we the people says it does. And so when the will of we the people says no, well, where is the store of value for the dollar? I mean, a standard of value has been established because it says $1. But the store of value means that dollar is only worth 62 cents or maybe even less. So then when you look at the half dollar or silver dollar or whatever the case, whatever you have in your hot little hand that's 0.999 fine or whatever the case may be, that has intrinsic value that we the people can count on in the event of a large-scale uprising or civil war where a store of value is preserved. Because then you can sit there and argue, Dan, that you paid $40 for this coin. And people have to actually try to figure out and ascertain what the store of value is at present to determine its barter ability level. Does that make sense?
Maybe. So when you get your silver and gold man back on the air again, ask him about the 65 through 68, 40% junkier silver coins for me.
Okay, that's a fair question. I'll put that down.
Bye.
I'll make a note of it. Thank you, Dan. Brady, you're up. What's going on?
Make a little point on the silver subject. Just to make things really easy, just go out and buy 1 ounce of Buffalo Round, it's called. A 1 ounce generic Buffalo Round of silver, 31 grams, and it's $31. It makes things real easily to convert. 1 gram equals 1 gram of silver equals $1. No, we're at that point in history.
All you got to do is just
buy ounces generic. Don't worry about junk silver. Just for your people listening to the show, just get generic bullion. It's a lot easier to barter with. You know what the weight is.
Yeah, Brady.
You're not
going
to have
part,
to do
part
a chart
of, yeah.
to convert 40% silver or 90% silver. You're going to walk up to somebody, here's an ounce of silver bullion, here you go. Don't worry about the coins at this time in history. Stick with generic bullion. Don't worry about the intrinsic value of coin.
All right, thank you, Brady. Appreciate your call. Here's the other thing about bullion. Because everybody's going to say, okay, we got to go buy bullion. What did Fred Dashefsky say on the show about buying bullion? If you were to go sell the bullion back to a coin dealer, guess what? You get to file and pay a tax on it. He has to send you a 1099. He has to report it to the government. So buying bullion, there's, you know, Fred's explained why you buy. And I mean, I like the idea of buying a 1965 to 1968, you know, Kennedy half or whatever the case may be. Because, I mean, you're going to trade in that currency no matter what. And when it comes to that, when it comes to barter, you know, silver and gold have a store of value that the dollar bill does not. And neither does digital currency. CBDCs have no value at all. You have to understand that when those things come into play, they are what the government says they are. Now, if you don't choose to believe that, and somebody's going out there saying, I can't eat a dollar bill anymore. Nobody wants to accept dollar bills. Oh, yeah, you can keep a bunch of them under the mattress if you want. And maybe if you're lucky enough to get to the grocery store in a grid down situation, somebody will be there to take your money. Then somebody may be there with a gun to take your relieve you of your money. In the economy and business sector, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 yesterday that a retailer can challenge the fees the Fed allows banks to charge for processing debit card transactions, despite not filing the challenge before the usual 6-year cutoff. And who wrote that opinion? Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Corner Post Inc. versus Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Who dissented? Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson. The libs. The respondent, the Federal Reserve System, the Central Bank of the United States. Ow. Oh, God, that just makes me sick to my stomach. Among its primary responsibilities are 1, national monetary policy. 2, supervising and regulating the banks. 3, maintaining financial stability. 4, providing banking services. 5, regulating credit cards. And 6, busting people who try to dare to do anything to interfere with it. See, they have an agreement with the federal government to protect them. All right. So since the Constitution of the United States talks about what I'm holding in my little hand right here, if you're watching a streaming live, which is a Franklin Hap, if the Constitution allows us to mint a coin and there's limited number of coins available, and we go to CBDCs, what options do you have? Because the dollar bill will be worthless at that point. Nobody will take it. Oh, sorry, but you have to pay with your CBDC account. What's your account number? See, and then you're going to say, well, it's not really my account number. What do you mean it's not your account number? Well, like the Social Security number. when people ask you, what's your Social Security number? I don't have a Social Security number. Well, certainly. I mean, how do you get a job? How do you make money? I have people that don't have Social Security numbers that do that. They're called free people. They didn't volunteer into the system. And the thing is the Social Security number yours or did the U.S. government assign it to you? So you got to understand the semantics here. Like the phone number, people say, what's your phone number? And you give it to them willy-nilly. Yeah. Is that your phone number or is that the number you were assigned when you made an agreement for phone service with the phone company? See, they own that number. They're just letting you use it and you pay them a fee for it. And when you finish paying and don't pay, what do they do? Shut you off. So you can't use the number anymore. See how that works? That's a contract. Obligation to contract shall not be impaired. Crazy, huh? Now we get the federal government is going to pause student loan payments, but it looks like a federal court in Missouri has put the debt discharge provisions on hold while litigation challenging that nonsense moves forward. Judge John Ross of the Eastern District of Missouri said Congress did not intend to make debt forgiveness under the law as economically far-reaching as Biden's program. In other words, it's not free to replace the language of the statute with unenacted legislative intent. Congress has made it clear what circumstances loan forgiveness is permitted, and the income contingent repayment plan is not one of those circumstances. There you have it. Under the health category, we have six chaga mushroom benefits. Chaga, chaga, boom, chaga, laga, laga. Yeah, chaga mushrooms. Chaga Max caps and Chago powder drops. Chaga power. Gotta love it. They're packed with anti-inflammatory compounds, noteworthy source of antioxidants, promising immunity-boosting effects, improving gut health via prebiotics, can help lower bad cholesterol. They indicate anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects and could lower blood sugar and stress-reducing. See how that works? I took Chaga when I had COVID, and it helps. Cleans out the lungs. It helps. Why aren't you doing Chaga? Thepowermall.com is where you go to get them. Seriously, it's a very functional type of mushroom. Goes by the name of the cinder conch. Yep, it's got all sorts of benefits out there, and we got them at the Power Mall. For those of you that want to go there, you can call 877-817-9829 and order them too. A major pediatric medical group has plotted to circumvent child sex change bans, believe it or not. According to documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation, members of America's leading pediatric medical association discussed possible ways to circumvent red state ban on sex change procedures and drugs for kids. That would be puberty blocker. American Academy of Pediatrics, 67,000 doctors quietly partnering with transgender activist group. Why? Because there's money in it. And the government will help pay for it. And we, the people, will end up paying for it. Isn't that fun? This is a problem. Well, it is 28 minutes after the hour. We're at the break, and when we come back, Chris Burgard, who is a movie director, will be joining us talking about the latest movie out there, The War on Truth. And you can get copies of that book right here on thepowerhour.com. Use the code POWERHOUR at checkout. Yep, you get all sorts of merchandise, too, and support the movie. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Herb and Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Herb and Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Herb and Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Herb and Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
44 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And, of course, as promised, we have the director of the movie The War on Truth, an unbiased January 6th documentary. Chris Burgard joins us here on the Power Hour. Now, understand something, folks. This lawsuit just came out. AOC's flipping out about it. Biden's flipping out about it. Everybody thinks that now presidents can go out and assassinate whoever they want. Maybe that's what he's scared about. I don't know. I mean, you're trusting that a president's going to do the right thing. And I still haven't heard Donald Trump say anything in his speech at the Ellipse that told people to go to the Capitol and storm the Capitol and smash windows and riot and kill police officers. I've seen nothing of the sort. I've heard nothing of the sort. So we have The War on Truth, which is a new unbiased J6 documentary. And Chris Burgard joins us here on the show. Welcome, sir.
Mr. Krieger, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. Just good to have you here. You know, people just need some relief here. And I think this Trump versus U.S., it's Supreme Court number 23-939, which was rendered yesterday, basically said that under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority. And he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. Well, if he's out there speaking to a crowd at the Ellipse saying, First Amendment, that he has the right as president to speak, to peacefully protest. This is where I leave off and you pick up with this movie now that actually shows start to finish what's going on. Go for it.
They are losing their luncheon right now. I mean, they're tossing their cookies because it's not only the decision you're talking about here, but it's also last Friday's decision of overturning 1512, which was the obstruction of Congress code that they were trying to use. And we can get to that in a minute. But sure. This is why we shouldn't give up on our friends on the left, our fellow Americans. When people see in the first movie we did, Capital Punishment, because I was there on January 6th. I was there with my wife, my daughter, my best friend, Nick Searcy, very talented film television star. My bells and whistles were going off because things were happening very similar to when I was in Central America covering stuff, and they tried to take over government down there. Then when the news started hitting and they re-edited what Donald Trump said to make it look like he was telling people to go to the Capitol and do violence, when his actual words were, now we're going to march down the Capitol to peacefully let our voices be heard. That was the tell number one. And now in this new movie, The War on Truth, the film opens up as he finishes speaking at the Ellipse. And you see all these people dancing to the YMCA. And you see dancing nuns and people having a good time and putting kids in the doors. And I people come up to me and they're like, how did you edited to make it look like that you had dancing nuns to the village people after his speech, and everybody was so happy. I was like, because that's what's happened. We filmed it. You this whole march to violence that the mainstream media has programmed people to believe is just so far from reality. But that's how you know that this was a psychological operation of gargantuan proportions. You'll see in the movie, in The War on Truth, former military intelligence officer, Colonel Stewart, Carolyn Stewart, she breaks the whole thing down for you, as do some other three-letter folks. That was a day that was stolen from the American people. It was an operation that was run with military precision. Its short-term goal was to stop any investigation into the contested ballots in the swing states. The longer-term goal was to create a divide in this country, to dehumanize the folks on the right, the Trump supporters, and to make it so any American would be too afraid to ever lift their head up again in protest against the narrative of the current administration. And to that effect, it was a brilliantly run operation.
Well, and of course, now Pelosi and her daughter, apparently, who's a documentarian, decided to put out information that Pelosi is now basically admitting responsibility. She had the opportunity. I mean, this is another thing, too. Even former President Trump at that time saw the writing on the wall and said, look, just to make sure that nothing gets crazy out there, I want to put troops, National Guard troops, outside the Capitol building to make sure everything stays peaceful, status quo, knowing that, you know, there was a possibility something could go wrong. Pelosi said no. Bow Wow Wowzer said no. She is a dog. That's why I call her Bow Wow Wowzer, the mayor of D.C. They both said no. You've heard testimony now from the sergeant at arms. You've heard testimony from Capitol Police. It's like they're just like, dude, I don't know why she said no to this.
So let's
go ahead and evaluate. Where are we at here?
Dave, you're giving me so many pieces to go after. Let's dissect this piece by piece. First of all, as my old boss Herman Cain used to say, you got to go to the people closest to the problem. You got to ask the right questions. Nobody's asking the right questions. That's an awesome dog tail I see waving right there.
Yeah, she is. Good.
I love doing an interview with somebody that has a good dog. It makes me feel closer to you. As Herman Cain would have said, what nobody's asking is, why was Nancy Pelosi being filmed by her daughter that day? And the answer is, they were making a movie. And then you have to ask yourself, why were all these people that were connected to the top of this, like Nancy Pelosi, John Sullivan, Jade Sackett, John Sullivan's brother, how were all these people, as long as most of the White House press corps wasn't at their lips, they were down where the violence was starting, how did all these people know to there's an event happening that we're going to make a movie about, and we need to do that? No one asked that. Nancy Pelosi, when she said that line, that when you're making a movie, you always have your talent do one or two different lines. That line was to cover her butt, saying, okay, so if this comes out, just give me like a mea culpa line. Oh, it's my fault. I should have let the National Guard come in. I take responsibility. Because that mea culpa line keeps people from looking into further. Really, what else did you do that day? Did you work with Assistant Chief Yogananda Pittman to make sure that all the intel reports that came in, and we have copies of them, and you will see Congressman Troy Nels goes over those intelligence reports in the movie, that you made sure that they didn't get to Chief Sund, that you made sure that they didn't get to Capitol Police lieutenants like Tariq Johnson, who is command of the ground forces that day? Tariq will tell you, on that day, on January 6th, the MAGA, everybody on the ground, the MAGA people, the MAGA supporters, and the Capitol Police, they were all set up. So if Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. would have let the National Guard come in, J6 never would have happened. And they had to have J6 happen. I'm telling you, this is an operation that was planned months, if not years in advance. It was run with military precision. As you'll see in the movie, you'll see at the front of the line where the crowd is going at the police and there's violence happening. You see Ray Epps is there with some people, and they're trying to throw this placard at the police and disrupt them. All of a sudden, this red smoke bomb goes off, which in the military it's called an avalanche flare, which means get out of there. Diddy Mal, your butt, get out of there. All of a sudden, Ray Epps, who supposedly is all alone, you know, just happened to, as an American, go to this protest, is surrounded by eight people. They gather around him. They line up in military precision, and they Diddy Mal him out of the crowd so fast. It's a great extraction. I mean, they did a great job. But that takes that kind of precision takes planning. And you're going to see more stuff in the film. Like what people don't understand is what happened right before the breach happened at the White House. Okay, happened at the Capitol. They had just stood up. They had just got the first vote for transparency for a 10-day delay. Senator Cruz came in and co-sponsored it. When that happened, the people in the House broke into a standing ovation. The momentum was moving forward that you were going to have an intervention, you were going to have an investigation into these swing states, into the disputed ballots. So just as that happens, and while the crowd is still on their feet applauding where this momentum is going to take the country towards transparency, towards justice, a flare goes up over the Capitol building, and then the breach happens, like a go flare.
Wow.
The breach happens 3 hours and 18 minutes later. When they come back, they've all done a 180. There no longer is an investigation. So boom, right there, they accomplished the first goal. Now, I'll tell you something that's really scary about this day. We all know Ashley Babbitt died that day.
Oh, yeah. And Roseanne Boylan.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. Remind me to get to the lie about the cover-up and how you can take apart the cover-up. But that day, Captain Police Lieutenant Tariq Johnson disobeyed orders. You can hear him on the radio repeatedly asking for permission to clear the Senate chambers and then to clear the House floor. He's asking over and over for approximately 20 minutes. Yogananda Pittman, the same person that we show you, is the person that held up the intelligence reports, getting to the rank and file and getting to the chief, would not give him that order. She would not do that. So finally, Lieutenant Johnson says, okay, I'm taking responsibility on my own. I'm giving the order. We're going to clear the Senate, and then we're going to clear the House. Why this is so important is because under the Capitol Police rules of engagement, you're only allowed to use deadly force if you're protecting bodies, congressmen, staffers, senators, etc. If you're just defending real estate, you're not allowed to shoot to kill. So if Lieutenant Johnson would have cleared the floor maybe 10 minutes sooner, Ashley Babbitt would still be alive because the rules of engagement would have changed. If he would have not done what he did, or if he would have done it about 10 or 15 minutes later, and that whole crowd would have swarmed into the Senate chambers, you would have had at least 100 dead Americans. It would have been a bloodbath. You would have had blood raining down the streets, raining down the halls of Congress. In the United States of America, as you know, it would be gone. We would never get back the First Amendment. We would never get back the Second Amendment.
Do you think that's maybe what they wanted to happen?
I do. That is exactly my belief. And if we ever do have a real investigation, I don't see this Congress having the cojones to do a real investigation. Perhaps I'll have to be the military. You need to look into what U.S. players, or what players, period, were involved in the overthrow of the Ukrainian government in 2014, and were any of those people present or part of designing the architecture of what happened on January 6th? And those are answers that somebody with a higher pay grade than a cowboy film director and his buddy need to figure out. But you'll see in the movie, this is how big this thing is.
That is amazing. Now, folks, it is available if you go to thepowerhour.com, all right, and use Power Hour at checkout. We're an affiliate of the movie. We have both The War on Truth and Capital Punishment. I have that video, by the way, the first one.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. It's just totally a mind blower.
You
look at all of this out here, folks, and it is mind blowing. You want to know the truth. I think all your friends out there that are, I call them libtards, you call them what, you family members, whatever, you call them what you want, because, I mean, they're the ones going, oh, no, Trump, it's all his fault. No, it wasn't. And see, people need to see the video, and a lot of them are going to say, oh, well, that was just edited. It's a movie. It was edited. Well, not everything is edited, folks. I mean, they've released, what, 20,000 hours of movie footage now.
here's a question you should be asking yourself. You know, we now are on our second Speaker of the House who promised to release all 44,000 hours of footage. That has not happened. Mike Johnson,
yeah.
I knew Mike Johnson before he became Speaker. I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a very good man. What happened from the time he became Speaker of the House and now that they haven't put that stuff out? Because I will tell you, after maybe I did not see some footage that hasn't been released, there is footage out there that absolutely will destroy the entire narrative. I mean, and right now, Dave, I thought Capital Punishment, everything I told you about J6 was a lie, was the most censored movie I'd ever seen in America. What they are doing to us now with The War on Truth is unreal. I mean, they are so scared for this coming out. And then I knew they were going to be worried about it, but it wasn't until the last couple of weeks when I saw them doubling down on the only thing they're going against Trump with is, oh, he started this bloody insurrection. He started the insurrection. It's all him. Well, either one of these movies absolutely blows that narrative out of the water and destroys it. And in the first movie, when I would show the film to folks that were on the left that hate Trump, I mean, hate Trump with a passion, they didn't cry when Ashley Babbitt died. But when her dog died of a broken heart because she didn't come home, they lose it. And when they get touched in their heart emotionally, then they look at the facts and they go, oh, my Lord, if they're lying to me about this, what else have they been lying to us about? Just like in the second movie, when they see people dancing to the Village People. No, that didn't happen. No, that really happened. We were there. And here's how, even before you see the movie, and I hope all your audience goes and sees this movie, here's how you can tell how big the cover-up is and how scared they are of the truth. And let's see how you know your history. There was a fellow that said, if you make the lie big enough and repeat it often enough, it becomes truth to the state. You know who that was?
Joseph Goebbels.
Joseph Goebbels. And who did he work for?
Hitler.
Haven't changed the playbook.
Nope.
This is what they're saying. Let's just take one lie that they've put on over and over and over. Now, you've seen the president of the United States, Joe Biden, say this. You've seen the DOJ, the FBI. You see the corporate media, the deep state media, still repeating this to this day. Five police officers died on January 6th. Five cops died on January 6th. That's false. To knowingly repeat a falsehood, that is a lie. Officer Brian Sicknick, everybody we talked to, who's an outstanding man, we were sorry to see him pass. He passed on the 7th of natural causes. He was not bludgeoned to death by Trump supporters on the 6th, as they keep saying, and then they held an in-state funeral for him. The other four officers that died of suicides, suicides that happened weeks and months after January 6th. Who actually did die that day was four Trump supporters. It was Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips, one of them you see in the movie. He's just standing there on the outside of the crowd, and a flashbang is launched at him. It hits him in the chest. It explodes. The guy next to him screams and turns away with his face burned. This fellow goes down, and next thing you see, the EMTs are working on him, and they never bring him back. Roseanne Boylan, you hear her in the movie screaming for her life minutes before she dies. And there's eyewitness testimony in the movie, people that were entangled with her, saying that they believed what killed her was the third stroke from a stick by Officer Lila Morse.
Yep.
That when it hit her in the head, that she stopped breathing, she turned blue, and she went cold. And then you have Ashley Babbitt, which the J6 committee wouldn't even say her name. They tried to make her bloody, and when they finally did admit that she had been an unarmed American had been killed, they tried to make her a bloody insurrectionist. Well, here's what you'll see in the movie. Ashley Babbitt, who is a 14-year military veteran in the Air Force, she's a combat veteran. What you see of her in here is she goes after the most violent protester in that hallway, a guy's named Zach Allen. He's got a military helmet. He's trying to break the glass. She grabs him. He pulls away. She grabs him again. This little bitty girl throws a left hook into his face, knocking his glasses off. Just seconds before they yell, gun, gun, and she goes out the window. I believe she's trying to escape the melee that was in there. And then she's shot and killed. She went to her death defending that Capitol. She went to her death upholding her oath to the Constitution, defending the Constitution of the United States of America. And they tried to turn that around and demonize her. It is so evil. But you're going to see there's just so many lies in the narrative because this was an operation.
Yeah, that's what our government does. They're good at that. And they demonize anybody that basically when they want to deflect, that's what they do. I mean, it's obvious. They demonize. I've seen it. History says so. Every time rules of engagement change, I can go to Ruby Ridge. I can go to Waco. I can go to Gordon Call. I can go to any other number. And now the latest, Brian Malinowski in Little Rock getting gunned down by ATF agents who busted in his door at 6 o'clock in the morning, serving a search warrant. I mean, this is no different. This is an agency that already had it planned. They already went in on they were going to go in on the 12th. They went on the 19th of March. And they knew what they were doing. Instead of serving a search warrant, wasn't an arrest, and he wasn't charged with anything, and they were bugging his vehicle. This happens. I mean, this is the same kind of thing with rules of engagement that you're talking about changing in this movie.
Well, let me tell you how hard this is for me to talk about. I come from a law enforcement family. My father's actually a graduate, 109th session, the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia,
wow,
for the liaison program. Part of my incentive for getting together with Nick and making the sequel to Capital Punishment because I was in the middle of making my second movie about the border. This one I was doing with Tom Holman. And we were bringing out things like the Biden administration's documenting things like the Biden administration's involvement in starting child trafficking organization back in 2015, 2016 in Central America. We were interrogating foreign soldiers coming across the border, pretending to be civilians. This mass humanity. And while all this is going on, the FBI comes a quarter mile to my ranch here in Texas, to let me know that I'm being investigated as a possible terrorist threat to the national security of the United States of America. So that took me some weeks to get through the first part of it. They still haven't told me that I'm no longer under investigation. The whistleblowers in the FBI that we put in the movie, like, oh yeah, there's a list and you're at the top of it. And the stress and the pressure that puts on your family to have the government come down on you, what I went through is nothing compared to the people you're going to see in the movie. It's nothing compared to what these folks, they've lost their homes, they've lost their careers, they've lost their families, many have lost their lives. But when your daughter looked at you and she's scared, we got to go to commercial here, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, we do. And we're out of time for the segment, unfortunately. The movie is The War on Truth. You go to thepowerhour.com. You access the site, you watch the trailer, and you buy the movie. That's a must today. If you would do that for us, and you can call 877-817-9829 and buy it that way. If you can't access the internet, I mean, try to get this movie. You need to get this movie and share it with people. We'll be back after these important words with Jason Dirkovic. Stay with us.
Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic.